You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
In 1980, the Kronos Quartet did something string quartets don't do. They played Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze. Some 30 years later, they're still doing things that string quartets don't do, like playing the music of Iceland's Sigur Rós. You might think that playing Sigur Rós has a connection to Hendrix, but actually, the connection goes back to the origins of Kronos in 1973. That's when founder David Harrington heard George Crumb's composition, Black Angels, for electric string quartet.
Someone was asking me about whether the string quartet was dead before 1973. That's when I started Kronos. And I said, no, it was not dead. It had been reborn in 1970 when George Crumb wrote Black Angels. It was dying before that. But all of a sudden, there was this visionary piece that felt right to play for an American musician to play in the context of the Vietnam War, in the context of growing up in our society. And it's a piece that brought so many sounds into the realm of string quartet music.
Kronos Quartet's search for the new hasn't changed. On their 2009 album, Floodplain, Harrington discovered artists like the Ramallah Underground, who you won't find in the classical musicians directory.
Ramallah Underground, yeah, from Palestine. I heard them on MySpace, and I just thought, this is amazing. And I found out they live in three different places, and they compose their music on the internet.
Most of Floodplain taps a more traditional sound than Ramallah Underground. World music has been a part of the Kronos journey for years, with their album Pieces of Africa still one of their most popular. In 2005, they released the album You've Stolen My Heart, a collaboration with noted Bollywood singer Asha Bhosle, performing compositions by the late R.D. Burman.
For me, the sound of some of the Bollywood recordings, especially R.D. Burman's music, I mean, to me, that guy is Schubert, Gershwin, and Beatles, or whatever, all put together. He was just such a great musician. And I wanted to make an album that somehow celebrated his genius.
The album typifies the way Kronos works, collaborating with other musicians like tabla player Zakir Hussain and extending their own quartet sound into a multi-tracked Bollywood string orchestra.
Zakir Hussain laid down the rhythm tracks, and then we started adding and adding and adding until it sounded right. And we'd bring, basically, Kronos expanded itself to like Hank did keyboards, and John and I traded off with trumpet violins, and you know, we did whatever we needed to do to make the right sound. Kronos Quartet has intimate relationships with many contemporary composers, including Philip Glass and Steve Reich, but none more entwined than their work with Cherry Riley.
The improvising minimalist pioneer scored his first notated work for Kronos in the early 1980s, and they've been commissioning compositions from him ever since.
He would be the first to say that his pieces for Kronos are, in his own mind, the most important works he's notated. And I always have this sense that when he's doing something new for us, he's like pushing himself. He wants to do something, kind of bring Kronos into the area where he's at right at that moment.
Kronos Quartet is a hungry beast, always on the prowl for new food.
There have been over 650 pieces written, arranged for Kronos in the last 36 years.
The world is a musical cornucopia for a group that doesn't see fences and who embrace everything from Bartok and Steve Reich to Hamza Eldin and Nine Inch Nails.
You know, after a point, you do get used to people saying, well, string quartet can't do that, or shouldn't sound like this, or it's not really part of X or Y tradition. I just encounter that all the time. And so, either you get a callus or you just forget about it.
Kronos Quartet's latest album is Floodplain, on None Such Records. He'll be touring the U.S. extensively in 2010, including a four-night stand in March at Carnegie Hall, where they'll premiere a new work by Terry Riley. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.